You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Something so good.
That is Floated by Peter Cat Recording Co. And we've got the band on the line in Raglan at the moment. Kia ora, guys. How are you this morning?
Good.
We're good.
Doing good.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's lovely to chat with you. What a nice part of the country to be based up in at the moment. And you're heading our way to play at Neck of the Woods this Thursday, which we're very much looking forward to. How's your tour or your sort of arrival, I guess, been so far?
It's been pretty good. We've had some great shows happening here, and we're in literal paradise.
Nice. Couldn't really ask for more. Hey, I might let you guys introduce yourselves so that the listeners can work out who's who, voices-wise. Who have we got on the line here?
My name's Surikant, and I sing, and I play the guitar, I guess.
My name is Rohit. I play trumpets and keyboards.
I'm Karan, and I play the drums.
Awesome. Oh, we've got more of you there. I thought we only had three. Nice to see us.
I'm Dhruv, and I play the bass and trigger some samples.
My name is Kartik. I play the guitar and play the trumpet.
Oh, fab. Nice to have you all on the line and excited to have you all come in and play for us soon. And it seems like it's quite a sort of good period to be, I guess, celebrating music, getting back out to the world. It's been a funny few years. This album that we've just been listening to tracks from, that's like, you know, done a few laps of the sun now. It must be nice to kind of get to play it to new audiences still, though, get a new lease of life on it. How does that feel for you guys?
No, that's true. It's our first time in Australia and New Zealand. And it feels great to be playing it. Yeah.
When you guys are writing and recording together, what's the process usually look like? Do you kind of come together with a concept for a record, or do you sort of let songs tell that overall story as they get sort of written and create that bigger picture?
I think it's on a song-to-song basis. Sometimes I'll come in with an idea, and sometimes it'll come out of jams also.
Individually also, in the band, people write songs. They have ideas, we share the ideas, then we sit together and try finishing them.
You guys have obviously been like mates for a really long time in a band for a really long time. So I imagine also there is like shared ideas and sensibilities that kind of come up again and again, you know, for you as friends. So I'm imagining when you get someone brings a song into the room, you must already have a pretty good idea of how to treat it or how to work around it. What does the kind of jam process look like?
Yeah, we've been playing for almost like over a decade together. And the process is always a little different. Sometimes I'll come with a song, and sometimes like we have at least three or four songwriters in the band itself. So it's always a different process, honestly.
When you are sort of working out the kind of core of a track, what comes first? Is it lyrics, or is it the kind of vibe of the track, the music that you try to lay down first?
It's a mix of both. It's not always the lyrics. So a lot of times lyrics come while we're finishing the song.
Almost never the lyrics.
Almost never the lyrics.
In the last moment, we're changing the lyrics and trying to find the right words.
To sort of express that feeling, maybe.
Final recordings will go on till about half an hour before the song releases, pretty much.
I like that way of working. Give yourself every last possible moment to decide to change your mind if you need to.
Pretty much.
And when you guys are touring, what's the experience like? Because I really like, particularly with Biz Muller as a record, there's a lovely looseness to the way it flows, even though, you know, songs are very distinct and there's a particular kind of energy to each track. There is a nice looseness to the way they sit together, which feels like in a live context would translate really nicely. What can people actually expect from a Peter Cat Recording Co. gig?
So we've sort of created this 90-minute set, which goes through pretty much all of Bismillah and some of the other music that we've made. And it's sort of this seamless, you know, a lot of transitions between songs and stuff like that. So I guess the audience can definitely expect us to play the entire album. So there's no song that you wouldn't hear.
Oh, nice. That's pretty lovely. That's a real treat, I reckon, for an audience to get to hear a whole record with, you know, a twist as well. You know, there's always the magic that comes when you're hearing it live. But yeah, that's a really special thing. You're playing You're playing tomorrow night at the Yard in Raglan, and then you're playing for us here in Tāmaki Makaurau on the 25th, which is Thursday, and then down in Wellington on the 26th of January. It's your first time, as you said, playing in New Zealand and Australia. What is it about taking your music around the world? Do you find it feels different to play it in different places? Is that something that you've noticed or experienced in touring your music?
It's definitely a new experience going to new places and playing shows for the first time. But once we get on the stage, then for us, pretty much the audience, how the audience behaves is the same, you know. But it's the new culture, it's the new land, it's new people that you meet before and after the shows, and you know.
I think it must be really interesting as well to see who, you know, who ends up supporting you as a support act or support artist in different places. You must get a really interesting range of voices and sounds. I know that here in Auckland we've got Reiki Ruawai opening for you, who's really, really cool to see live. It must be quite a treat as a touring band to get to that sort of taster of different scenes and sounds around the world.
Yeah. Yes, totally.
Yeah, hard. Are you guys been recording at all? Have you been writing? What's the process for the future for you guys at the moment?
We're going to record today, actually. We're recording pretty much all the time.
Oh, awesome. Do you bring gear with you? Do you do it in people's studios?
Bring our gear and we use other people's studios. It's combinations.
Nice. That's a great setup. A good way to, you know, always be able to get what you're thinking about straight onto tape. Really nice experience. Looking forward to seeing you guys play. I think it's going to be a really special show on Thursday night. I hope you enjoy a lovely bit of sunshine in Raglan. Any of you surf?
No, but we've been to the beach a couple
Online.
Of times.
Our sound engineer surfs.
Oh, nice. So. Well, I hope that they get a good bit of ocean time while you're there, for sure.
We're all going to go cheer him on.
Nice.
Wake him up and then cheer him on.
Excellent. That's what you want. Well, enjoy the beach and we'll see you on Thursday here in Auckland. Peter Cat Recording Company, thank you guys so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Escape. storm.
This is Peter Cat Recording Co. with Memory Box. They are playing this Thursday at Neck of the Woods. Ticket Fairy is the place to go to get tickets. This will be a beautiful, transporting show. I would highly recommend you get along. Get down there early as well to see Reikirua Y play. Really awesome artist if you haven't seen him live yet. Thanks to the crew for chatting with us. Hope they get some nice sunshine and that their soundie gets some good surf in Raglan. And if you happen to be around Raglan, they are playing there tomorrow night. And then they're in Wally towards the end of the week as well. I'm going to let this track play out because it's just so lovely.
Damaged by disease, the sun plays over me. Ooh.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.